Want to spend some time with the kids today and just some time of interaction. And I've found that there are a number of children who are watching online. I'll just name two or three of them. So we've got the children in the Bombard family, they're watching. We've got Moyo, Ori, Toby, and, see if I can get the pronunciation of them right. Tenet Oloa is watching. We've got Reme Osi and Aobami are watching. Amelia and Noah. We got a whole bunch of children who are watching online, and we've got a number of children here today. Now, if I was to say that I can jump as high as the building, you think you'd believe me? No. I can jump, but I certainly can't jump that high, can I? How about if I was to say I can run as fast as a car? You don't believe me. Huh. How about if I was to say I'm the smartest person in the world? Okay, you don't believe me. Okay. How about this? If you look at this, you can see Jesus. I'm not so sure right now. You think you can? No. Don't believe me? Okay. Well, you know what? Look at those four dots in the middle. Just stare at the dots. Keep staring. Stare, 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 stare. And I think the children online, you can be looking at your devices and the picture should be there. Stare at those dots. Now close your eyes. Oh, wow. I've heard some oh, wows. They saw a picture. And it looked like what we think, what people kind of say Jesus looks like. Pretty cool, eh? So some things you didn't believe me on, and you weren't sure about believing me on that picture thing, but it was true. At least for some of you were able to do it. Some of you maybe wasn't as easy, but some of you it was. You were able to do that. Today I want to talk about belief. Talk about believing in someone. And today we're gonna go through the great story of Easter, and the story of Easter. I'm gonna need some help with that, and there'll be times I might need a volunteer or two. But I've got some eggs here, and how many of you have had egg hunts today? Did you put up your hand if you've had an Easter egg hunt? Yeah, a few of you, and maybe you've already eaten some chocolate eggs. Yes. Yes, a little bit wired, are you? Anyway, we've got some eggs here. They're not chocolates, but I'm going to be using these to help tell a story. So my first egg here, I'm going to show you what it is, and I have got this. So I've got a heart. Now, at the very, very beginning, God was there. When nothing else was there, God was there. God was there from the very beginning. And what we know about God is that God is full of love. And so we have this heart that is full of love. And God had so much love, he couldn't just keep it to himself. He didn't want to just keep it to himself. So I'm going to get the next egg here. And this one is going to be hard to see. This, I'm going to show the camera, but I don't think the camera is going to be able to see much here. Those of you online, we can go to the next slide there. So inside this egg is a tiny little dot. It's a seed, yeah. It's a seed, and it is tiny, 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 tiny. Now, seeds, what do you do with seeds? Pardon? You plant them. Yeah, you plant them in a garden, and that, You know what? That reminds me. Have I ever told you how great I am at gardening? Well, I want to tell you about, there's a plant that I've got, and I am so good at gardening and with looking after plants that this one's been really easy. This plant here, you know what? I never, ever have to water it, and it looks as good as it was the day I got it. Pretty good, eh? It's fake? Even I've been thinking that this was good all the time, and you're right, it is fake. It's plastic. So this is always going to look like this. Well, so you need something that's alive, right? A plant that's alive. Well, I know something that was alive. On Palm Sunday, we had these, but they're not looking very good. What's the matter? And they're not fake. What's the matter with them? You didn't water them well? I don't even think they would do much good even if I watered them. Anybody else want to guess? What? Yeah. Well, it's dead. Why? What's happened to it? It's dead. It's been cut off from the tree. Yes. It's no longer on the tree. Like these leaves over here, they're alive and they're still hanging onto the tree, right? Okay. So being attached to the tree is important. So let's go back to this seed. So in the very beginning, there was God, and God had heart full of love, and we have a seed, and when we think about seeds, we think about gardening, and at the very beginning, there was a garden, and it was the most beautiful garden. And it was, what are some things that God created? What are some things that God created when he created the world? Yeah. He created people. Yeah. What else? Did he create some food? Yes, he did. Yeah. Answer at the back. He created animals. Yeah, God created all sorts of things. And so at the very beginning, there was this garden, and it was a beautiful garden. And I'm going to put these flowers on the table here, and this just reminds us of the beauty in the garden at the very beginning. The garden was beautiful, and God had so much love that he wanted to share it with others, and so he started creating. And so look at balloon, or egg number 3, and this we got a balloon. Oh, yes. I'm not filling it up with helium, though. I've had too many disasters on Easter Sunday with helium balloons, for those of you who've come here regularly. But we do have a balloon. And this is a balloon of the world. God's got better lungs than I do. Oh my goodness. The balloons weren't supposed to be a disaster this year, but... Okay, well, let's assume that it filled up. And it's got a hole in it anyway, so... It's a broken world already. But anyway, when God created, he created a world. And it was perfect. Everything was perfect in the world. And we've had some answers that God made food, God made animals. And God created. And God created some people as well. God created some people. And you know what? God said to the people... that you can live with me in this garden. This can be a place that we can stay forever. Now, I need a couple of volunteers. Okay, Ashlyn? And let's see here. You know what? You at the back. You can come on up. Yeah. Okay, come on. Both of you come on up. Now, when God created people, and remember I said, he said that you can live with God in the garden. So you come up on the stage here. And this is the place that God wanted to be with people. And he said, I want to have some joy with you. So we got another balloon. Okay. Now, so in this special garden, you could the people were allowed to be there, and they could play in the garden, and God was there with them. So you guys, toss that back and forth. See if you can keep it. See if you can keep it up in the air as long as possible. Okay, I'm not gonna play though. You guys play. Okay, so in the garden, God said, you can be there with me and we can have fun together. And so that's what the people did in the garden. But you know what? When God created people, God said, I'm going to let people have free choice. Now, you know what? I think there were angels in heaven at the same time who were thinking, I'm not so sure that this is a good idea. So I think they said to God, God, we don't believe that this is a good idea, because if you let people choose to do what they want to do, they might not choose to follow you. But you know what? God said, forced love is never real love. You got to choose to love. So he let the people have free choice. Okay. Now, one of the other things he said when he created people, when they were up in the garden, you can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want, but there's just one tree in the garden that you can't eat from. You can eat from any other tree, but not that one tree. And you know what? We have another egg to open. Yes, we do. Okay, what have we got here? A snake. You know what? There was a bad angel, and that bad angel could disguise itself into anything else and disguised itself as a snake. And the snake came up to the people and said to the people, I don't believe what God said about not eating from that tree. God had said to the people, you can't eat from that one tree, or else you're going to be away from me forever. And the bad angel said, I don't believe God, because the fruit tree is good and you're going to love it. So what do you think the people decided to do? What do you think they decided to say, okay, I'm never going to have the fruit? Or do you think they decided to have the fruit? What do you think? Yeah, you. You think they were going to have the fruit. Well, let's have a look at the next egg. Okay. And what do we got? A half-eaten apple. Oh. They ate the apple. Busted, yeah. They weren't supposed to eat the apple, and they ate the apple. And what was supposed to happen? They were supposed to be sent away from the garden. You know, I've got actually something else in this egg. I'll see. Let the camera have a close look. Don't know whether you can see that or not, but we've got inside that egg, we also have a pin. And I just dropped the pin. Uh-oh. Did you find it? Oh, perfect. You know, pop the balloon for me, please? No, I didn't say pop you. I said pop the balloon. Let's see if we can do this. Okay. So let's make sure we got the right end. Okay. So they could no longer play in the garden. And actually, God said, you got to go down here. So come down here. Come right about here. Okay, and I need my team of helpers to come, because we've got something happening up here, because there was going to be separation between you, between the people, and between God in this special garden. So they're going to unroll that. And just so you guys can keep comfortable, you can sit on these chairs. Okay, you can sit down there. Okay, so we've got a wall of separation here. So we've got a wall of sin. Oh, yeah, actually, you can turn them around face this way. Sorry about that. Yeah, so we've got a wall of sin, and it says on the side here, no entry. So now, we on this side are separated from the garden on the other side. We're separated from God because of sin, the things that we've done that are wrong. Now, the next thing, now I've got you on chairs, and we're going to need to use this big egg, I believe. If I can open this egg up. There we go. Okay. Well, look what's inside. We've got a chain. Could you put your chairs together a little bit closer, please? Thank you very much. Can you sit back on the chair? Okay. And we'll just, don't mind me, just lift up your hands. Okay. And we'll just slide this down in here. And we'll slide that one down over in here. Oh, can you move over a little bit? Just a tad. Sorry to bother you. Okay. And Ashlyn, we're going to do something. Can you just slide over a tad to your left? Thank you. And we're going to... Okay. Okay, so they're chained up. They're stuck. And what else do we have? We've got a lock. Okay. So make it so that you guys can't get out of there. Okay. So you're locked up. You can't enter into the garden. You're staying there. Okay. So that's what happened. The people, they couldn't reach God anymore. And they thought, if only we can try to get back to God. And so some of them believed that if they, let's see, what might they do? Some of them thought, if we can just be good, we can get back to be with God. So here we have, well, it once was a halo. Okay, but a very crooked halo. And, okay, you're trying to be good, but it just wasn't working. It wasn't working. They couldn't be good enough to get into heaven. So they thought they should try something else. So some of them, they thought, well, if we got some money here. So some thought, well, maybe if we just give. We just give to God, and then that will make it so that we can get back into heaven. But look, the wall still remains, and you guys are still locked up. And so even money, it didn't make any difference. Let's see, what else do we have? We've got, let's see, this one here. Okay, we've got a book of prayers. And so some people thought, if we just start praying really, really hard, and we maybe close our eyes hard and fold our hands together really tightly and say lots of prayers, then maybe that will make it so that God will let us back into heaven. But still, we've got the wall of sin still there. So that didn't work. What else do we have? We've got this here. Let's see, what else did people try to do? Oh, look what we got here. People figured, if we can just put on a mask, if we can just try to pretend that we're somebody that we're not, and then God, we can trick God, and God won't think that God will think that we're not as bad as we were before. So all those different things. People were trying, but this wall of sin was still there. So God decided, I need to do something. God decided, I need to do something. And you know what? He said, I'm going to go and be one of the people. And you know what? I think the angels in heaven, they thought, God, I'm not so sure that's the best choice. Down there, it's a nasty place, and we don't believe that you should do that. But God decided that God would go to be amongst the people. And so how did God come when God came to the earth? What did he look like? Was he tall? Was he short? What did God look like? Yeah. He looked different? Yeah. Okay. What's yet? What's this? What? He was a baby. Yes. He was a tiny baby. And so in our next egg, we've got Jesus from a manger, Christmas manger scene. Okay, so Jesus came as a tiny, tiny baby, and so he came, and you know, he didn't stay a baby forever. He grew up, and as he grew up, he started to teach people. He started to heal people. He started to do all sorts of good things. But you know, there were still people that didn't like him. There were still people who didn't believe in him. They didn't believe that he came from God. And so there were some people who hated him so much, they decided they needed to do something about him. And so we go to our next egg. And what do we have here? We've got, what's this? It's a nail. Yeah. So why do we have a nail? Why do we think of it have a nail for Jesus? What happened to Jesus? They nailed him onto the cross. That's right. They wanted to get rid of him, and they thought, we will nail him to the cross, and then he'll be gone forever. And that bad angel that I talked about at the very beginning, that bad angel was glad that that happened, and that bad angel made people believe that they would never see Jesus again. And question I have for you, is that what happened? Did they never see Jesus again? No, they did see. Because look what happened. Let's look at our next egg. What's inside this egg? Inside this egg, there's nothing. There's nothing in this egg. And this is a reminder to us that after Jesus died on the cross and was put into a tomb, this reminds us of an empty tomb. Jesus was no longer dead. Jesus, he wasn't in the tomb any longer. Let me see this egg here. Now we've got a butterfly. Why would there be a butterfly in this egg? Why do we have butterflies at Easter time? Why do we think of butterflies at Easter time? Who can tell me what happens to butterflies before they're actually butterflies? What happens? Kate, answer back there. Yeah, they're a cocoon first, and they look like they're dead, don't they? They look like they're dead, and then after a while, they come to life, and they change, and they're butterflies. But you know what? The one thing different between butterflies and Jesus was that Jesus didn't just look like he was dead. He was dead. And he came back to life on the very first Easter. And you know what? Him coming back to life was really important. Now, do you guys have the keys to this? You don't. Huh. We got a key there. Okay. Now, let's see if we can open up this lock. Make sure it's the right key. Oh, it's not. Oh, it is. Okay, there we go. And okay, you can take that chain off, slide it off of you. Oh, can you? I really locked you in there. Okay, we'll slide this one out. Okay, can you get off? Maybe, eventually. There we go. Okay, you can get off. But, okay, now we still have this wall of sin. When Jesus, when he came back to life, when he unlocked the lock, Jesus came and he broke the wall of sin and the wall is no longer there. We can just get rid of that. And so now there's no more separation, and now there's nothing stopping people from being with God, all because of what Jesus did, Jesus dying on the cross, Jesus coming back to life, and Jesus doing everything to make things right. The people, they couldn't do anything to make it right. It was Jesus who did everything. Now, I talked at the beginning about the in the garden and these leaves having to be attached to the branch. You know what? We are the branches, and we're the leaves, really, and Jesus is the branch. And Jesus is holding on to us for dear life. God loves us, and God wants to hold on to us always. Now, there were times when I was talking about people not believing. There was the angels not believing that God was making the right choice. Different people not believing in Jesus. You know what? Even today, there are people who don't believe everything about Jesus. And you know what? That isn't even the most important thing that I want you to be thinking about right now. I want you to know that sometimes we think we got to have a lot of belief, like got to have this much belief and then I'm okay. But we don't need that much belief. I got to try and find my... Remember the seed. It's so tiny, I can barely even pick it up. Tiny, tiny, tiny. We've got it there. Let's tell how tiny the seed is. You know, it says in the Bible, if you have faith the size of a little seed, you can say to a mountain, be thrown into the sea. And that would happen. We don't need lots of belief. We don't need lots of faith. We only need a little bit of faith. But you know what? That's not even the most important message for us today. It's not whether you believe. And those of you who are online, there may be people online who just happened to come to this service. They happened to see it on your Facebook timeline and decided to stick around. And you're not sure whether you even believe any of this stuff about Jesus. But I want to tell you online and you here today, that's not the most important thing, whether you believe or not. Because what's most important is that God believes in you. From the very, very beginning, before you were even born, God thought of you, God loved you, God chose you, and God believes in you. And God wants you never to forget that God loves you with an everlasting love. So that's the message that I want us to hold on to today. No matter where you are in your faith, no matter how much you believe, I want you always to remember that God believes in you and God loves you completely. We're gonna be singing a song in just a moment, and the song has the words about we believe. And so it's going to be talking about some of the things we believe. But even as we sing that song, I want you to be thinking about what God says up to you when God says to you, I believe in you. Let's just close our eyes and I'm going to say a prayer. And then when the song sings, we'll do a little bit of decorating up here. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you that you believe in us. Lord, sometimes it's hard for us to have a whole lot of belief, but you believe in us, and we just thank you for that. And help us always to hold on to that special message this day and every day. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.